Good morning. I'm Paul Murdane. With three things to know from the WCBS 880 newsroom. Number one, 1 week after the mosque attacks, New Zealand's prime minister was among the thousands who came together to share the Muslim call to prayer in Christchurch.
New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
Number two, the Boeing MAX jets that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia lacked extra cost safety gear to detect malfunctions in a system that's designed to prevent crashes. Investigators reportedly are focusing on a Boeing report on that system that forces the nose of the aircraft down to prevent stalling. Number three, the treasurer for a charity for the families of the fallen is accused of stealing more than $400,000 from the group Survivors of the Shield. Prosecutors say Lorraine Shanley, charged with fraud and theft, used the money for things including landscaping and Barbra Streisand tickets. In sports, they're one and done. Seton Hall loses to Wofford 84-68. Fairley Dickinson is out, losing big time to Gonzaga 87-49. And Syracuse loses to Baylor 78-69. On the ice, the Islanders lose to the Canadiens 4-0, and the Devils lose to the Bruins 5-1. Here's the weather today. Windy with clouds and some sunny breaks after the heavy rains this morning, and the high winds will be gusting as we head for a high of 51. Craig Allen and WCBS on your phone on the Radio.com app. Tonight, windy and colder down to 34. There could be a rain or snow shower, and the winds continue tomorrow, breaking for some sun through the clouds. High temperature of 49 on Saturday. You can read more about our top stories and listen live at WCBS880.com.